Oh, yeah. I love Barry Adamson. He's a cheeky monkey. That comes from his album Stranger on the Sofa, and it's a track called Who Killed Big Bird. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Overdrive on Radio 2SER. My name's Daz. It's about 20 minutes away from five, and joining me in the studio is the one and only Mr. Lucasoid. Oh, hello.
Hello, Daz.
Nice to see you again. You've been gallivanting across Australia into the state of Victoria.
Indeed. I was down in Victoria a few weeks back, and I know we always try and talk up what's great about Sydney Town here, but when I was in Melbourne recently, I came across a project which is an outstanding model of public art practice. And not something that was succeeding despite the best efforts of the state, but something that was indeed sponsored by the Melbourne City Council Laneways program.
Public art practice sounds so official, it could almost be an acronym, PAP, PAP.
PAP, that's right, the People's Action Party, or something like that. Well, but, you know, public art is, fairly commonly understood to be that kind of stuff where you get a big metal sculpture and you plop it in front of a building, what has become known as plop art. But there are many practitioners who are trying to expand how we understand public art and make it a kind of mobile and temporary and much more interactive practice. And Astra Howard is one such artist. And I came across her project in Melbourne when I was down there. She had built this wonderful, like a mobile confession booth.
Are we talking confession booths a la, priests and sort of dark cathedrals?
That's right. Well, strictly speaking,
was it velvet covered?
No. It was very modern, very modern, very lightweight. I went along with my architect friend Stuart, and he was impressed by the utility and simplicity of this lightweight mobile structure. But Astra roams through the city with a rope pulling this booth behind her. It's about the size of two telephone booths, the old ones that Telstra used to have before they just turned them into a kind of phone stuck to a piece of metal where you could actually be inside. And in this booth, you sit on one side and Astra sits on the other, and you speak through a kind of intercom system. You can't see each other. And I read it as a kind of confessional, but Astra herself prefers the idea of a mobile conversation booth, and
with someone that you'll never meet again, perhaps, and you don't know.
That's right, and the fact that that relative anonymity of the person you're talking to often it seems to create a kind of safe space for telling stories, and in this booth, Astra sits there and talks to you for as long as you feel you'd like to talk, and the stories are recorded, and then they're redisplayed on the outside of the booth on these kind of scrolling LED screens, so you see people's stories sort of scrolling down on the outside.
Transcriptions thereof. She doesn't actually play an audio recording.
No, they're textual transcriptions. Yeah.
What a fantastic idea!
Well, and 5 days a week for a month, she ran this project. So it was a serious. She calls it Action Research Project. As public art.
Yeah, great. Mm. Well, more power to the PAP.
That's right. So when I was down there, I went and sat in this mobile conversation booth and had a chat with Astra about her project. You have to excuse the relative incoherence of the sound quality here, because if you can imagine, I'm sitting in the booth. It's kind of echoey chamber with the sounds of the street coming in, and I'm shoving the microphone up to this intercom system and her voice is kind of crackling through it. But in this little segment that we're going to play you here, Astra is re-reading to me this story of a particular lady, Leonie, who had sat with her in the booth for over an hour telling, and really relished the opportunity to have her say.
My experience is that nobody wants to know. None of the ruling class wants to know. People are dying in the gutter and it is hidden. I am lucky to be here, to have survived and now to be able to speak about it. No one wants to listen to what the government did. I do not know anyone else who is in the gutter and is able to speak. They are either dead, in prostitution, in jail or in a psychiatric ward. I have not had a secure place to this day. I have been homeless over 100 times in 56 years. My poor sister was a ward of the state her whole childhood. She was abused at home and then released on the street like a dog. Nothing is acknowledged. She was picked up by the police in St Kilda and then ended up suspiciously dying. It was all covered up, like she had never lived. 50 years later, I have not stopped crying. Why does this have to be hidden? It's not something that you wake up thinking, that's what I want to do. People have to stop being hypocrites and judgmental and asking why is someone in the gutter. That hurts me, shocking. I'm powerless and voiceless and intimidated to say anything. They take your personality. I've got to go on, and at the moment what is keeping me is my singing. It gives me a release. I pick songs that accentuate what I am feeling. I've come down here to Centre Place with my amplifier, playing lately, busking people on the street just to try and get my story out there.
Wow, that was fascinating. If you've just tuned in and you're thinking, what the... Well, you were listening to a project of young Melbourne artist Astra Howard's. Lucasoid, you're better at explaining these arty-farty things. I'll hand over to you.
Yeah, well, that was Astra talking with a lady called Leonie who has been homeless for most of her life. And Astra explained to me when I was chatting with her in her mobile conversation booth that she'd actually begun to develop ongoing friendships with a lot of the homeless people throughout the streets of Melbourne because they realised that she was available and willing to spend time with them and hear their stories. And many of them have fascinating stories to tell.
Because a lot of people, you know, talk about the idea of being lonely and of loneliness, but I don't think people really appreciate how widespread a problem it is. You know, a friend of mine runs a second-hand and vintage clothing shop, and because she's a bubbly and friendly sort of girl, you know, she's often just out the front when she puts seats out the front of the shop and joined by lots of people, you know, homeless people, passers-by, who just really appreciate her because she's there and she's welcoming and she's happy to chat.
Yeah, it's certainly not dissimilar from the idea that the, you know, the barman at your local pub plays
right.
a kind of social role in being a listener in the community.
So tell me about Astra Howard's role in this street art confessional booth. Does she actually take the more conservative role of a priest, say, where you don't actually, you offer someone solace? Does she actually take that on herself to do that, or does she play more of the role of a counsellor where she just sort of agrees and listens but doesn't actually try and judge or offer advice or opinion?
She certainly, because being an ex-Catholic myself, I really, when I was chatting with her, I tried to push this confessional priest side of things.
So really, you were telling her about all those dodgy yeah, things you've been getting up to.
That's right.
Why didn't you record that?
Well, that'll be on the online version.
I see.
But it's not something that is really part of her agenda to take a kind of role of responsibility as a priest or a counsellor. It's more being someone who is able to just spend time listening. And actually, the way she described it was that she's actively interested. It's part of her own fascination.
She's interested in people, and,
yeah,
and she genuinely wants to know what their lives are about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. There's certainly not many people like Astra in the world.
Well, it's great that art can play that sort of function in our cities.
Definitely. Mm. It's a shame she's not bringing this to Sydney. Maybe we should start rallying the New South Wales tourism branch and try and get them to bring her her work up here.
She lives in Sydney, so she does do projects here from time to time, so we're fortunate enough to... I would say that in the next 6 months we'll see some more of Astra Howard's projects.
Excellent. Now, before we come back and talk about what's happening around Old Sydney Town, I'm going to play a track from Spanky Wilson and the Quantic Soul Orchestra. This is A Woman Like Me. Enjoy.